And now it's time for the Long Island Abate Motorcycle Show. Here's your host, Jim Barr.
Hi, I'm Jim Barr of Long Island Abate. Thank you for joining us today. Long Island Abate is a 501c3 organization which addresses the needs and concerns of the motorcycle community here on Long Island. Our name, American Bikers for Awareness, Training, and Education, describes the goals and purpose of our organization. I'd like to introduce a couple of new guests today. We have Bill Quinn, the treasurer of Long Island Abate. We have Tony Riona with us from the Vietnam Veterans of America.
Good morning, Jim.
Tony, thank you for joining. And we also have Nancy G. Nancy's our public relations officer, our newsletter editor, and our webmaster. I'd like to thank the both of you for being here today. Since this is Memorial Day weekend, I know you guys want to have a military theme, try to recognize and honor our soldiers. Let me turn the microphone over and ask you guys to go ahead with the show, please.
Yeah, when I was first asked about this, I trying to think, how could this all relate to the motorcycle community? I mean, we love freedom. That's what we're all about. I mean, I think the bait started about didn't want helmets, you want the freedom to choose and whatnot, but when you really come down to it, you know, we don't have any freedoms unless there's people there to fight for it. And, this Memorial Day weekend, we're going to honor the people that actually gave their lives for these freedoms that we all enjoy, whether you're into motorcycles or not. I mean, Memorial Day, I think it formally started sometime after the Civil War. They called it Decoration Day when people were out decorating the graves, kind of sprucing them up for all those people that died in the Civil War. And the South kind of hesitated about joining in on it, so they changed it right after World War I to Memorial Day, and the Southerners came in on that at that point. And then I believe in 71, they made Memorial Day a three-day weekend, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because it really doesn't focus entirely on the day, and the day is a focus for like I said, all those people that that gave their lives for our freedom. I mean, and there are certain people that have come in and out of my life over the years that did give their life for the country. I remember when I was a kid, my sister was going out with a guy named Kevin Dugan from Blue Point, Long Island, and he was killed and died from his wounds in Vietnam. I grew up with a kid, Timothy Shelton, from Lindenhurst. Him and I, we went to, grade school together. We fished together. His father, grandfather took us out on family outings. And, he was killed in Vietnam in 1969. And those were the days when, people were drafted. And, I fortunately got a student deferment. He didn't. He was drafted and he gave his life for our country. We do a veterans run that we're probably going to maybe do a separate show about, but one of the casualties of Vietnam was Garfield Langhorne, and his mother actually came to our veterans run a couple of years ago, and she just said, the only thing I want is for Garfield to be remembered. Garfield Langhorne, a Long Islander from Riverhead, was a Medal of Honor recipient. He jumped on a hand grenade protecting the wounded when they were on a rescue mission. So this stuff is all around us. And Vietnam Veterans of America, Tony Riona, I mean, they're a class act unto themselves, especially for this Memorial Day.
Tony, what are the Vietnam Veterans of America doing this weekend?
We have several events scheduled for this weekend. This past Friday, we dedicated the Wall of Wars at the VA Medical Center in Northport, a project we've been working on for about 2 years. It's the only government facility in the country that has a monument or dedicated to the memory of the military members who served this country. It's all veterans. There are 12 panels there designated as the 12 wars recognized by the Department of Defense, and we dedicated that this past Friday at the VA hospital. Saturday, we have the flagging of the graves at Long Island National Cemetery at Pine Lawn. And then this Sunday, we have the Memorial Day services at Pine Lawn. They go on at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then,
what do you mean by services?
They have a gathering. They have military organizations there, several what we call VSOs, Veteran Service Organizations. And we have a service. We have taps. We have some speakers who speak about the purpose of the of the cemetery, the veterans who were at later at rest there, and we also talk about their in service to our country and to remember what they did.
Okay.
And then on Monday at Calverton National Cemetery at 1 o'clock, there's another Memorial Day service to commemorate and memorialize those service members who were interred there.
Well, quite a lot going on this weekend. Nancy, what do you have for us going on this weekend?
Well, I'm with the Patriot Guard Riders, and yesterday we had our placement of the flags over at Calverton. It was the 20th annual placing. We were at Section 42. I started doing this because I used to go to another section with my daughter's Girl Scout troop, and when our friends, a lot of us know them, Cindy and Bill Ventura, when they lost their son Jerome, he was buried in Calverton. And a couple of years ago, I had told Bill and Cindy that I would place Jerome's flag on his gravesite prior to them allowing us to place all the flags on the veterans. And while I was over there, I thought, why can't the Patriot Guard be here? So I looked into it, and I was able to get that section dedicated to the Patriot Guard Riders to do every year. And as I found out, we had two other veterans that were buried there that we did missions for, as well as a friend of ours' father. This was our third year placing the flags. Next Saturday, on May 31st, is the day we go back and pick up the flags and put them in bundles and put them back into the boxes. I started all this because I used to belong to Women in the Wind. And
motorcycle club?
A motorcycle organization.
Okay.
Very large motorcycle organization on Long Island, all over the country. And I remember going into Hampton Bays and being at a parade, and I saw this great group of veterans riding down in their motorcycles. And I thought, wow, that'd be cool. I would love to ride with them. So I called the Chamber of Commerce, and they said to me, well, you got to call this guy named Mike Quinlan. So I said, all right, I'll call Mike Quinlan. So I called him, and he said, who are you? And I said, I'm Nancy with Women in the Wind, and I would love to ride in your parade. And he said, all right, just show up, you know, go to the American Legion Hall in Hampton Bays and, you know, go ride with them. So the day that I was very nervous, I showed up. I didn't know anybody, nobody from the American Legion Riders. And I remember seeing Mike in a parking lot, and I got stuck in a hole, and he's trying to push me out, and I had my brake on, and he said, listen, if you want me to help you, you got to take your hand off your brake. So long story short, I got to the American Legion Hall, and I met Tony, I met Ray, I met Rich. I met a great group of people, and that's when my love affair of the veterans started, because I wanted to do something, and that's right after that I joined the Patriot Guard, which is a great organization.
Nance, how about letting everybody know about the Patriot Guard Riders?
Okay. I have their mission statement here that I'll read, and I'll just go over it. The Patriot Guard Riders of New York is a group of patriots from across the state. We are also members of the National PGR, which is collectively numbers 258,000 strong. The one thing we all have in common is the unwavering respect for our servicemen and women and the first responders who have given their all in service to America. Strict under invitation, we provide motorcycle escorts and stand flag lines. We don't care what you ride or if you ride, if you're what your political views are. It is not a requirement that you are a veteran. It doesn't matter where you're from or what your income is. The only prerequisite is respect for those we serve. Our main mission is to attend the funeral services of fallen American heroes as invited guests of the family. Each mission, we undertake two basic objectives. Show sincere respect for our fallen heroes, their families, and their communities. Shield the mourning family and their friends from interruptions created by any protesters or groups of protesters. We accomplish the latter through strictly legal and nonviolent means. The Patriot Guard Riders of New York will participate in activities which honor and show respect to all military members and first response members and their families, past and present. To those of you who are currently serving and fighting for the freedom of others, at home and abroad, please know that we are backing you. We honor and support you in every mission we carry out and are praying for a safe return home for all.
Yes, do you have a website for them? So if anybody else wanted to join, they can contact them?
Sure. They can go to www.pgrny.org. That's the national one, and then they'll take a look and they'll find the New York's the chapter, and they can sign up through New York.
Okay, and if everybody doesn't know, it's a totally free organization. There's no membership. You sign up to an email list. You get notified about the missions, and if you have the time, if you could take the day off, you attend. If not, nobody's taking attendance. But it's an absolute great organization. Mm-hmm. I just wish I used to go more often before I got promoted, and I used to be more expendable at work. Unfortunately, now I'm not as expendable, so I have to limit it. But I can't give you guys enough credit that you guys are always out there doing it, and it's an absolutely Wonderful organization.
Thank you.
Also joining us today is JP, also known as Shakespeare, from the I Don't Know Motorcycle Club.
How you doing, Jim? Thanks a lot for having me on here.
Oh, our pleasure. Thank you for coming. As you know, the theme this weekend is Memorial Day, and I believe that you were involved with, Lend a Helping Hand yesterday?
Yes. My motorcycle club, the I Don't Know Motorcycle Club, for the past 19 years, has hosted what we call the Lend a Helping Hand Run. And like I've heard the others speak about, it's also placing the flags on the graves of our heroes who served our country. And it's at the National Cemetery. And it was fantastic once again. For 19 years, our club has been doing this. The first time I did it was quite a few years ago. I wasn't attached to the motorcycle club at the time. It was such an honorable thing. It was a source of a lot of pride. Yeah. I was proud to do it.
It's a feeling that nobody could understand unless they experience it for themselves.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Yeah. You have to do it at least once. And if you do it once, chances are you're going to do it again.
Well, that's why you're on 19 years and going, right?
Exactly. There'll be 20, 25, 30. As long as there's an I Don't Know Motorcycle Club, there will be a Lend a Helping Hand Run.
I was watching Channel 12 the other day, and I saw you on there. How about telling us about the Jacobs Light Poker Run that you were involved in?
Basically, I'm the event coordinator for the annual Jacobs Light Motorcycle Poker Run. It's sponsored by the U.S. Veterans Motorcycle Club. It's hosted by Motorcycle Mike. I basically put all the pieces together. Jacobs Light Foundation is an organization started by a Gold Star mother, Doreen Kenny, after she lost her son, Jacob Fletcher, in 2003 in Iraq. Basically, they send care packages overseas, focusing on the troopers that don't have any family support. Now, they send to anybody, but they like to focus on those that don't receive mail, that don't receive packages. They send like a 30-pound box when they do their shipping. It's a 30-pound box of necessities. Yes, I know what people are thinking. The military's supposed to supply everything they need, correct? But if you want good deodorant, good soap, some Debbie cakes, or just some, basically it's some love from home. You know, it feeds your sugar, feeds your whims, magazines, anything you want. I mean, I've been involved in these packings before, and you'd be surprised at all the things that can go in there. Easy Mac, microwave, mac and cheese and raviolis, all sorts of things that the servicemen and women really go nuts for, especially phone cards. The biggest hit that they do is phone cards. I mean, you're serving overseas, and to be able to call home, to speak to your kids, to speak to your parents and your wife, and it's amazing.
One of the things that we all take for granted.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, this was our fourth annual, and 4 years ago, just basically all I had to do was put the pieces together. Jacobs Light Foundation sent somebody I love dearly a care package when I was unable to do so. And in gratitude for that, when I started working for Motorcycle Mike, the attorney, I started working for him. It's like, okay, why don't we combine forces? We got everybody at the table. We got Full Throttle Magazine, Ready Riders. This year, Renegade Classics joined us. And everybody came together. We had a great band, great food. The Enders Motorcycle Club came out and cooked for us. Every year this run has existed, every single one of those people come out for us. This year was a huge success. We raised the most money that we've ever raised. Now, what you saw on News 12 was the Sean Bergen's road trip. Very grateful to Sean Bergen because he supported this 100%. He's interviewed us in the past after the run. This time, he joined the run from the sidecar of a motorcycle.
He looked like he was having a good time.
He had a ball. I threw him in one of my civilian vests before I joined the club with all the patches. My buddy Brett Beattie's going to be thrilled because the Rev for Dev run is on there as well, the big patch. So he's going to be thrilled. He had a great time. The segment came out fantastic. And it shed light on Jacobs Light Foundation. For more information on Jacobs Light Foundation, you can go to jacobsprogram.org. And you'll see when you can join a packing. Always, volunteers are always needed. Donations are always needed. And it's a fantastic event.
Okay, thank you. As you stated, you're a member of the I Don't Know Motorcycle Club. I, as a member of Abate, am very appreciative of all the support that the I Don't Know Motorcycle Club has been given to Long Island Abate. How about telling us a little bit about your club?
Well, first off, most of my club, if not all, are members of Abate.
I believe so.
Anytime somebody new comes in, we kind of guide them that way. And we're also very grateful for all the hard work that you do and Abate does for Long Island Motorcyclists. As far as the I Don't Know Motorcycle Club, it's a family-based club. I tell newcomers that come into our club, you don't earn the patch. When you prospect, you don't earn the patch. You earn the family. The patch comes along with it. The concept is very simple. It's work first, family first, then the club. Okay, and this way, there's no pressure, there's very little stress. I mean, everybody's going to have conflicts in any kind of group. It's about love, it's about support, it's about getting out and riding, it's about supporting the motorcycle community on Long Island. We've made some great strides in the past few months getting out there into the motorcycle community and showing our love and showing our support to the other clubs and being a part of the community. Instead of being apart from, which doesn't usually work.
You're obviously doing a good job at it because we see you guys all over the place every time we're out.
Yeah, we got some new guys that are very welcome, and they're making the club healthier. It's growing. It's getting better. It's getting healthier as time goes on. And it enables us to do these wonderful things like the Lend a Helping Hand run.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Appreciate you taking the time to enlighten us on all these things going on this weekend and your events coming up down the road.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Bill, as the chairperson of the run coming up on June 22nd, how about telling us about it?
One of our Long Island Debate's big fundraisers, we do two big ones. We do the Veterans Appreciation Run to Montauk, and we also do the St. Mary's Toy Run. The Veterans Appreciation Run is coming up on June 22nd. What we do is we meet at the Riverhead Elks. We sign up from 9 to 11. We have a short ceremony there. Kickstands up about 11:30. We head on out to Montauk, and we have a ceremony out at Montauk, and we recognize the veterans. We got some special guests coming this year that I'm sure everybody's going to be excited about. And what we do is we raise funds from the motorcycle community, and those funds are matched 100% by three sponsors. So in other words, if you have your bike and you have your gal on the back, you're going to pay a $30 fee, $20 for the rider, $10 for the passenger. But that's going to be matched by the three sponsors. So that turns into $120.
Per bike.
Per bike. And last year we raised $10,000 from the motorcycle community, and the sponsors each gave us $10,000. We had $40,000 to distribute. Now, none of the expenses from this run go off against that money. So 100% of everything raised went to veterans organizations. And, my good friend Tony here, that's one of the fine organizations that we support, the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 11 in Farmingville. They have an anonymous food and heating program, and Abate tries to get some funding to them to help our veterans in need, especially during the cold winter months. And, we could go on and on about it. But I hope to see everybody out there June 22nd. And if you went last year, bring a friend. I mean, let's really challenge the sponsors. They're willing to be challenged. And let's step up to the plate for it.
So, Bill, are you saying that the sponsors are not putting a cap on their match?
Not at all. They're two private foundations and a wealthy individual, and they love what we do. They love that it's all grassroots. I mean, we check out whoever we're giving the money with. We meet with Tom Ronayne, the director of Veteran Services of Suffolk County, make sure they're putting the money to good use, and people are happy to support that. There's absolutely very minimal overhead of any of these groups that we give the money to.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe there were 16 groups last year that the $40,000 got divided up into?
Approximately 16 groups. We don't...
Okay. And so last year we raised $10,000. You personally saw to the matching by three others, brought it to 40, and that helped 16 organizations. This year, you're saying there's no cap on it. If we raise $15,000, we're talking about $60,000 going out?
Absolutely, but it's up to the motorcyclists. You know, if you think this is worthwhile, get behind it. Bring a friend. I'd like to see us raise $100,000. I mean, I think that would be awesome, but it's up to the motorcycle community. We have people that are willing to stand behind you, but you've got to come out. So bring a friend. If everybody brought a friend from last year, we could, theoretically, we could raise $80,000. And one thing I do want to mention, one of the reasons we got up to the $40,000 because Cyril Fitzsimmons of Cyril's Fish House in Amagansett, he not only fed us after the run, he also gave us a check for $2,000. So that $2,000 turned into $8,000. And Cyril, we're up in the air on where we're going to have the after party. Cyril is having a hell of a time with the town of East Hampton opening up this year. I've called him several times. I've given him, I guess he has some building violations he's working through. He wants us to come out there, but, it's up in the air whether he's going to open up. So say a prayer for Cyril. I mean, he's a great guy. He's a Vietnam veteran. He was an Irish national. He went in the Marine Corps. He bled for our country as an Irish citizen. So, come on, let him open up his bar. If anybody from East Hampton hears this, let him open up his bar. He's a good man.
Please, it's going to benefit the veterans of Suffolk County.
Absolutely. 100% of whatever abate raises on this goes to the veterans. We give everybody a flag. We give every service person a flag for the service they were in. This year we're going to honor the naval services. So anybody that served in the United States Navy or the United States Marine Corps, you're going to get a 3x5 flag. No cost to the proceeds of this run. We're just going to get you up there at Montauk and let everybody know that you stood on the line for us when you were asked for.
And I would like to add, we do have a little bit of a head start on that fund. As everybody knows, we meet the second Tuesday of every month at Cathedral Pines County Park in Middle Island, and at our last membership meeting, I think we had about 110 people there, and we held a 50-50 drawing, and Kathy File was the winner of the 50-50 drawing, was $180, and when I went to go present it to her, she asked me to put it into the Veterans Appreciation Run Fund. So Kathy's donation of $180 is now $720 based on the matches.
Correct.
So there's a head start, and we didn't even start yet.
Correct.
We're going to take a break now with a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Change your career and learn a skill that's in demand. Entra Driver Training is Long Island's only commercial driver trainer that specializes in the CDLA. Entra has many programs with discounts where you can pay as you go. Lessons are 2 full hours in length, not the usual 1.5 like other schools offer. Plus, on-site fleet training for companies that want their employees licensed from lessons from the pre-trip inspection on your equipment or Entra's. All time is hands-on. Entra proudly offers discounts for all military personnel. For your personalized lessons, visit online at EntraCDL.com or call 631-648-4906.
Attention contractors and all business owners. Not happy with your insurance agent or broker? Are you just paying too much? Specialized Insurance opens 7 a.m. A 5-minute call can save you up to 50%. Call 631-758-6780. We insure all types of businesses, including property, workers' comp, and liability. Specialized Insurance can even package all your policies together. Any business, any size. We don't charge fees for certificates or New York Comp fund renewals. Celebrating 22 years in business. Are you tired of paying too much for your auto, home, flood, motorcycle, or any of your insurance? Just one call does it all. Call Specialized Insurance at 631-758-6780 for all of your insurance needs, including life and health and anything else. More coverage, less money. There's no need to go anywhere else. Let Specialized Insurance help you save with over 50 companies to choose from. We do the shopping for you. We also have homeowners warranties. Never pay for a repair again. Call 631-758-6780 or log on to specializedinsurance.com.
Download our app at smmm.com.
If you ride, you likely know the name Mitchell Proner, the attorney who handles more motorcycle accident cases each year than the average lawyer sees in a lifetime. A longtime biker and advocate for riders' rights, Mitchell has settled or tried motorcycle cases to verdicts in at least 30 New York County Supreme Courts. But what you might not be aware of is his unmatched pro bono record with many motorcycle rights organizations, including Long Island Abate. That's why they recommend Mitchell's latest free rider resource, the Motorcyclist's Handbook. Each page delivers strategies for staying safe and making sure you and your family are prepared in the unfortunate event of a motorcycle accident. So grab your free copy today at bikerhelp.com or call 1-800-PRO-LAW-1. For the last 25 years, motorcycle accident victims and their families have turned to Mitchell for advice. Remember, if you or a loved one is injured in a motorcycle accident, call 1-800-PRO-LAW-1 or visit bikerhelp.com. And don't forget to grab the Motorcyclist's Handbook for free. Again, call 1-800-PRO-LAW or bikerhelp.com.
Welcome back. With us today is Bill Quinn from Long Island Abate, Nancy G, also from Long Island Abate, Tony Riona from Vietnam Veterans of America, and JP from I Don't Know Motorcycle Club. This is the last weekend of May, and as everybody knows, May is designated as Motorcycle Awareness Month. I'd like to ask everybody to please, don't forget, look twice, save a life, motorcycles are everywhere. With that, I'd just like to reflect back on a situation that took place on September 28th when a motorcyclist was killed right outside Long Island MacArthur Airport. But for those of you that don't, there was an honor guard mission taking place at the MacArthur Airport where a 99-year-old World War II veteran was being flown down to Washington, D.C. for the privilege of seeing the World War II memorial for the first time. And the motorcyclists that had escorted him were just leaving Long Island MacArthur Airport. They had a green light. They proceeded across Veterans Highway. And an individual in his 50s was traveling at a very high rate of speed. We all know it's hard enough to see motorcyclists when we're paying attention and out there driving looking for motorcycles. Never mind if you're texting or under the influence of alcohol or drugs. You know, we're very vulnerable out there on these motorcycles. So it's incumbent upon the people out there driving that, you know, you have to pay attention on the roads. You have to be looking for motorcyclists. You have to be sober. You can't be distracted while you're trying to drive on these roads. All right, we have events coming up before our next show. We have First Generation Motorcycle Club holding their event next Sunday. And we also have Aiden's Run coming up next Sunday, which is hosted by the staff of Indian Larry Motorcycles. And to talk about that run with us is Elisa Seeger. Hi, Elisa. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. For those of you that don't know, you have a big ride coming up next week. Would you mind telling us about it? It's on June 1st, right?
Yes. So we're having a ride on Sunday, June 1st, and it's called Aiden's Ride New York. And the ride will start here at the Indian Larry Motorcycles Garage in Brooklyn on Union Avenue, and it will go to the Emporium in Patchogue. And the ride is about 80 miles, and it goes along the shoreline, so it should be... Hopefully it'll be a beautiful day and it'll be a really nice ride out there. At the Emporium, we'll have bands playing. So we'll have Hellbound Glory, Big House Pete, The Shiners, and some other, bands as well. And all the proceeds from the ride will go to the Aiden Jack Seeger Foundation. And Aiden was my son who passed away 2 years ago from a disease called ALD, or adrenal leukodystrophy. And just to tell everyone a little bit about that, ALD is an inherited X-linked disease, which means that it affects boys. So women can be carriers, and girls, it affects boys because boys only have one X gene. They have an X and a Y. And it's a really serious genetic disease. It affects the brain and affects all of your functioning. So it takes away everything from vision to hearing to the ability to eat and walk. And then finally, it leads to death. So what the foundation is doing and what we've done so far is last year they passed Aiden's Law here in New York. And every baby that's born in New York State will now be tested for ALD. And that gives the families the best ability to treat and to take care of their boys that are born with this disease. And it's wonderful to say that in just 4 months, the testing started December 30th of 2013. And 4 months, they've already identified 8 babies. And that's an amazing, amazing gift, because just as I didn't know my son had this, so I wasn't able to get him the monitoring and the treatment that he needed, these mothers and these families and these boys that are born with this will now have that ability, and, you know, hopefully we'll be able to save their lives. So all the money raised from the ride will have raffles at the Emporium, and all of the money will be donated to helping families that have a child with ALD, and also to, you know, push the national to have ALD added to every state's newborn screening panel as well.
Well, I'd like to thank you for inviting Abate to participate in this event. We're looking forward to riding the 80 miles. I understand you're going along Ocean Parkway, nice scenic ride.
Yes.
And let's hope for good weather. And
yes, absolutely.
Hope you have a successful day. To find out about these and other events, you can go to our website at longislandabate.org. And if you'd like to join Long Island Abate with us, you can go to the website. It's only $20 a year, and you too could become a member of Long Island Abate. It is essential that we grow our membership. Right now, we're over 800 members, but we need many more. The only way that we can accomplish anything, whether it be with the elected officials, law enforcement agencies, the public, anything, we have to have numbers. When we go and represent a cause, the people that we are speaking with have to know that we have thousands of votes behind us while we speak. So please join us. It's only $20 a year, but yet it's going to help us build our ranks to make us more influential in the motorcycle community. So with that said, I'd like to thank our guests for being here today. Bill?
Yeah, and before we go, I just wanted to mention we have to remember this Memorial Day because, again, it's about the people, because that's what Memorial Day is about. It's not getting a big screen TV. It's not about the barbecue. It's about the people that stood up for us to give us our freedoms. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. And Nancy, I'd like to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
And Tony, thank you for joining us today. And JP, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'd also like to add, once again, for the I Don't Know Motorcycle Club, any information on the Lend a Helping Hand run of the Turkey Run can be found on our Facebook page. For more information on the Jacob's Light Poker Run or any other upcoming events, go find Motorcycle Mike on Facebook. That's Motorcycle Mike, ESQ, and jacobsprogram.org. And thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. I'd like to thank our sponsors. We have Mitch Proner from Proner & Proner Law Firm in Manhattan, personal injury attorneys. We have Rich Rossi, Specialized Insurance in Patchogue for all your insurance needs. And this week we have a new sponsor. We have Steve from Steve's Motorcycle School offering individual rider training. I'd like to welcome Steve on as a sponsor for this show and thank all of our sponsors very much. Without our sponsors, the show would not be possible. I'd like to invite everybody to tune in next Sunday at 7 a.m. for the next edition of the Long Island Abate Motorcycle Show. And with that, I'd like to ask our listeners, please look twice, save a life. Motorcycles are everywhere.
Well, I might go get me a new tattoo. I'll take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good?